43 years in the broadcast chair so far, and time to say hello to Wesley Spurlock up in Stratford. What's going on up there besides no rain, dude?
Well, we had some rain a couple weeks ago, and as I drive along here, headed over towards Sunray this morning, at least the ditches are green, the grass has got a little green tint to it, and it started improving things. That looked like a good rain last night, but it just didn't come across us. It just ran up the state line, it looked like.
I thought we're not going to get nothing out of this system, and we got two shots of rain, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have another one. No, I was headed to Stratford yesterday about 5 o'clock or so and got there. I had a T-ball game with my granddaughter that she was going to play, and they canceled it just before I got to Stratford, and about 15 minutes later, that storm that was just north of Stratford, we had up to 65-mile-an-hour winds blowing in Stratford for just a little bit, and then it went away, and then had a nice evening and no rain, though.
Well, how's things going up there as far as planting progress? Fertilizer prices going nuts. I know a lot of the farm groups have been in the nation's capital complaining about that with due right. It's a big mess. They're trying to gouge everybody.
Yeah, we've been working on that fertilizer price and complaining about it and showing what was going on for about the last 2 to 3 years with Texas corn. But now it's finally caught a hold with the administration, and maybe they'll figure it out and they'll try to get this thing settled down for us. It's really been tough to have to pay these kind of fertilizer prices with these lower corn prices like we've had the last couple of years. And then we get a little raise in corn this year and then it backs off again. But we'll continue to work on that. Planting's gone well. All the corn's pretty well in the ground. And getting ready to start on sorghum silage and grain sorghum crops right now up here and here at the early June.
Sounds good. What's your mix going to be for crops up there in the Stratford area this year?
I think we're going to kind of run the same that we have been doing. Probably we'll have a little more of our corn will go to grain this year. The stuff further away from the dairies, we can harvest it so much more reasonably than we can have it chopped and delivered to the dairies. But we'll still roll about 50% of our summer. Summer crop will be corn, and then we'll have sorghum silage and grain sorghum for grain there a little bit of it. It will be the mix, probably a third of the crop.
Well, did you have a wheat crop this year or just go out there and plow it up?
Wheat crop was, as it is everywhere, it was awfully tough. All of our irrigated we take for wheat silage and wheatlage, and it was way short of the last 3-4 years, probably 60%, 40% under normal. And our dry land we had quite a little bit of dry land in up. It looked beautiful and kind of held on, and it never put a head on it. It died. It's all out there dead. We've never sprayed, so we haven't had weeds, haven't had anything in about 3 sections of dry land we've got.
Yeah, it's the smallest wheat crop since 1972, I read about a week ago.
Yes, it just keeps staying. It just kept getting worse and worse. My son had gone up to Hayes, Kansas earlier, and he said he didn't see any good wheat from Stratford to Hayes, and came back a different direction and said there wasn't anything the other direction. Said it was, the irrigated didn't look good going across Kansas and kind of matched what we have in our country.
Custom harvesters are going to have a tough road, that's for sure. Not much to do this summer.
No, it is going to be a rough one for them to try to get through.
So we're not going to do any field work here today. Looks like more rain headed our direction. What's on your agenda today up there?
Well, we're trying to finish planting behind a little bit of the wheat. We're planting some corn that'll be silage, and we're running strip tills in front of it and planting, and we've got about 120 acres left of that, and it looks like we're probably going to be able to run with no problem for a while, but it'd sure be nice to have just a nice, gentle rain come across the country. Panhandle, South Plains, everywhere, and rain on us all to improve everybody's feelings.
I pulled the old mower out on June the 1st, ran around a little bit, blew up some dust, and last year I was mowing by the middle of April.
Yeah, I was going to say it's definitely a change this year from what we've had in the past. We've had some great years, and I think looking at, we've got the rain gauge that's there at our store in Sunray at our welding shop. It's got four different marks on it for the entire year up to this point. And back in March, we had about 50 hundredths once. We had 15 a little later than that. We had an 82 hundredths. And 2 weeks ago, we got an inch 60. And that's a little short of normal rainfall, but at least we got the inch 60 to improve everything for a while.
So it wasn't too long ago our December corn contract was hanging out at $5. We're at $4.66 right now.
Yeah, I was going to say it's enjoying this drop about a lot more than the climb we got. I really like the climb. Got over 5 there for a minute and thought, well, maybe it'll stabilize, and unfortunately it never stabilizes. It so when it started down, it's just eased on down, and we'd sure love to see it turn around.
What's gas prices up in your area for gas and diesel up at Stratford?
Prices of diesel, is that what you ask?
Yeah, what's the gas price and the diesel price?
Oh, we are just right at $5. Kind of, it's been running the $4.99, I think $4.80 last week of a station or two, but it just doesn't change much. And it'd be nice as we roll some of this expensive diesel out of here. Farm diesel's a little, doesn't have the tax on it, but it's still, man, it's awfully high buying semi loads of diesel to run on the farm.
So about a week ago, we were hanging around $80 on crude oil. The market really never went down at the gas pumps. Now we're back to 96. This morning, up $2.42. So when I figure out this gas and diesel thing, I'll let you know, because very irritating.
Yeah, I was going to say it just keeps staying up there. If we could get it back down into that mid-80, the low-80s, that would really be nice, because that'll bring that diesel down dramatically. Probably the best thing we've seen is that at least our natural gas prices have held close to the $3, the upper twos and low threes, and since they're there, that's most of our irrigation is still off of natural gas.
Well, there's one bright spot right there, huh?
I was going to say there is one there that helps. So we're glad to have one of many parts of the market that we deal with that's kind of holding in a good spot.
You talked to a lot of farmers up there, like everybody does when they're farming. And what's the concerns besides the drought and the high input costs and the price of everything? Is that top three, basically?
I was going to say that pretty well covers what's the conversations are. It just drought has been high on their mind most of the time, and then fuel prices to run, fertilizer prices, everything that we put into these crops is just awfully expensive, and we need a lot more high, we need a lot better prices for our commodities.
Wesley Spurlock with us up there around the Stratford, Texas area. Good to talk to you as always, and we'll see what's going on in the month of July, and we'll give you a call.
Well, y'all have a great day, and hopefully we all get some good rain during the day.